This is the Normal Nerds Podcast, where two normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff and whatever else we feel like talking about. I'm your host, Davis Bates.
And I'm your host, where the opening scene of Blade changed his childhood, Maxwell Ceresia.
Today, we're going to be blind ranking off-brand Marvel movies. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds Podcast.
All right, Davis.
Yo. So, yeah, I know. So, you know, we've done, you know, Marvel's been in the news a lot lately for bad movies, and then, you know, some for, like, Madam Web, which is a Sony-ish movie. So, you know,
shit, yeah.
We've been talking, I don't know, we talked a lot about the Marvel MCU, everyone's talking about all that stuff, so I thought we would just step away from it for just a hot second and go back to some different times where we had some off-brand Marvel movies. This is like the Sony Spider-Mans or
Spider-Mans
or even, yeah, like the Venomverse, stuff like that. X-Men. Stores. Everything that pretty much is not in the MCU that really is what led Marvel before all this. So that would be fun to do something different instead of just talking about how bad the Marvels are.
All right, yeah, I'm totally down with that. Yeah. I feel like, you know, honestly, I feel like for a nerdy podcast, obviously, like, we're anime dominated, but it's nice to go comic book stuff every once in a while.
100%. Well, I started, you know, in my rush to make this list, because of course I said I would do it during the day, didn't do it during the day. I made a Marvel list, a Marvel MCU list, because, like, you know, let's see, maybe we just give them a little love now, talk about some of their old movies that are also good.
Okay.
And then I thought about, but why they suck now.
Yeah,
so, like,
sure,
maybe a different day we'll do that. But, like, I was like, you know what, let me go back to some movies that were kind of bad, but also good on
and
some
we
levels.
Don't
like,
enough,
we
know?
Don't talk about them enough. But yeah, because
I'm on board with this.
Yeah, and, you know, let's talk about them now before the MCU finds a way to just eat them and bring them into the friggin' disaster that they have going on right
this
now.
This is a randomized ranking.
Correct, yes.
Yes.
We have 20. We've got a D20. It's a top 10 list. Maxwell's keeping track of where they go in the list, and it's a blind rank.
Yeah, so roll the die, and we just, you know, whatever we get, we put it 1 out of 10, and we'll see how it goes.
Let's do it.
Let's roll it up. Let's see. We got the number E.
Three, huh?
Well, what movie is three?
Ghost Rider.
The first one?
The first one, yeah.
There was another one, right?
The second one, it's absolute garbage.
Yeah, I saw it.
The
first one isn't great either, and I just know there's better ones out there. I don't think it was, like, the worst thing. I just remember seeing it as a kid, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I really like that movie.
I think
that's a really good Nick
Cage
movie.
This will be a fun one.
I know, that's what I'm
definitely going to disagree on.
Yep, I know, several of you already disagree on here.
Yeah,
I think it's a really good movie.
What number are you thinking?
I want to put this at, like,
no.
Five.
Oh, okay. Five. How's
that?
It's
not the best movie out there, but it is
six?
Really good.
How about six?
No, five.
No, because there's, like, what if we get, like, all, like, a bunch of Spider-Mans that are awesome?
You could.
And then we get an Incredible Hulk, which
I also
is
have
awesome.
We could, yeah.
And Blade,
well, no.
Which was awesome.
Yes. But come on, Ghost Rider has a good baseline in the center there.
No, it's...
It was good. He fought demons.
Bad. Yeah, so what?
I thought it was good.
I don't know.
He was pretty much Evil Knievel.
I'm only asking for sex. It's not that crazy. Dude, there's so many good, so much better ones out there. That's what I'm saying.
I'm already... Fine, six. I was already conceding at five. This is a very good Nick Cage movie. I think it's one of the better ways they've ever done Ghost Rider, as because after this movie, they pretty much fucked him up left and right, so...
The horse was cool.
The horse was... The horse... Wait, what?
The old guy on the horse.
The original... Because I love when they bring in the lore like that, how there's, like, older Ghost Riders.
Yeah.
One of the Ghost Rider... part of the Ghost Rider lore is that there was one, like, back during the caveman days, and he rode a flaming mammoth.
That's dope.
I know, right? So, that's fine. Sick. Yeah, I don't know. I thought Nick Cage did a great job of it. I thought then Spirit of Vengeance was absolute garbage. It was such a bad.
I never saw it.
You can watch it. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it again. I can't even call it laughable. It was so bad.
Like,
this is just poorly put together.
All right, so it's going at six.
Fine, put it at six, yes.
All right, roll it up. We got 11. 11.
Venom.
Venom. This is definitely worse than Ghost Rider.
I won't disagree with that.
But I don't think it's like, seven.
Yeah, let's do seven. Okay. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
I think it gets over hate, in my opinion.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I like the Venom. I actually didn't hate the Carnage movie either.
I didn't see that one, so
yeah,
I didn't have no.
That's why I didn't put it on here. But
I think it's overhated. Tom Hardy's awesome. And Venom's like a dick in it, which.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. And they're fighting other evil Venoms. I don't know. I feel that's all you can do with Venom. Like, unless he's beating up Spider-Man, like,
yeah.
Have him fight other Venoms.
Yeah, they do need to stop now, but.
Yeah. Oh, the Venomverse. Well, yeah, it's a disaster. Well, they only keep making movies to do dumb stuff. I don't know. It's just dumb. Mm-hmm. And then they tried to shoehorn that into the MCU, sort of. What a disaster.
Oh, so yeah. Stop giving, like, even though it wasn't that bad a movie, we don't need it. We don't need villains to have their own movies. Like if you're writing good enough story.
He's an anti-hero now or whatever.
I know, but that's my thing. It's like, if we're just writing, like, Spider-Man's good enough, you're good. Like, just have him come in, have a Spider-Man versus, that's what I want to see. Spider-Man versus Venom movie.
Yeah.
And the one time you did it, you screwed it up.
Yeah, that is true. That is really true.
They just keep doing, like, Morbius villain, and then they have, what's that, Craven, whatever the stupid one.
Craven the Hunter.
Yeah, he's dumb as hell. He's, like, a good guy out of nowhere. I don't know.
It was his little big thing. It was, like, a poacher or some shit.
Yeah, he's, like, awful.
He's a pretty bad guy.
I'm just saying, we don't need these things.
I don't disagree, unless it's really cool. The problem with all the other movies you named, I don't think they were that cool. I thought the first Venom movie was actually pretty cool. I will say I have a huge bias on this. I think Venom is super cool.
Oh, Venom's
he might
awesome.
Be my favorite Spider-Man villain after the Green Goblin.
Venom's the coolest one.
He is the cool. Oh, he's the coolest for sure. Coolest
one. Dude, but, with the black with the white. Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, it's awesome. You just, now, like, I just think over.
One Venom movie's fine. That's all I'm saying. It's like, you just need one, like, and we're good. Or maybe do one later on, but it's just like, once you introduce him, that's cool, but now just, like, bring him into Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, the fact that, like, Venom has two movies, but he hasn't been in Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's true. Like, what are we doing? That's true. I mean, technically, he was in that one episode.
Oh, where
were you? Okay. Where they threw him back out. Okay.
All right. Rolling to die. We at 16.
The original Hulk.
The first one?
The first one, yeah.
I love that movie.
Because The Incredible Hulk was technically in there.
Oh, so you're right. Yeah. This movie's awesome. This movie's completely underrated.
I 100% agree.
The Hulk's
that.
Awesome in this movie.
Yeah.
He's throwing tanks and stuff.
I know. It's so good.
He fights a big, I don't know the name of the monster, but or the villain, but the electric dude at the end.
Yeah. I think it was supposed to be, they made that guy look cooler than he was in the, in the comics. I think he's that one. I can't remember who does. He just takes on alloys. That's his big thing. But regardless, and, like, they made him his dad in that one, too. It was a whole thing. I thought it was great. Yeah. He fought Hulk dogs in that one.
Yeah!
It was a great old time.
I played
the
GameCube game and was sick.
Dude, that game was awesome, wasn't it?
Awesome.
You were just chucking tanks everywhere. It was like, nothing.
This is back when people didn't realize when it first came out. I'm pretty sure it just got horrible reviews. Also, the CGI is actually not that bad for its time.
For its time, yeah.
It's not that bad.
I have rewatched it since.
It's bad,
like,
now. But
yeah, it's terrible now.
It was not bad at all for its time. But people, this is where we've lost our superhero-ness. If people go back, like, that movie's dumb. And I'm like, yeah, I know. It's sick.
It's a good old time. It doesn't,
it's
there's
a
nothing
Hulk.
In it. Yeah,
what do we need? Oh, like, we doesn't need, like, this long, like, ridiculous, like, gay Hulk story.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Like, just, he just gets big and throws stuff, dude.
I think there's a scene in there where they have Hulk, like, pinned in a bunch of, like concrete foam, and some guy shoots a grenade launcher on him, and it just bounces off Hulk's skin right back at the guy. It was, like, hilarious.
That's a great
I want that comedy back, you know?
The way
that
they
little free blow.
Remember, I sent you that meme, and it was like, the way they've made Hulk now is, like, if you see that movie, you know the answer to the question easily. It's like, who would win, Hulk or Godzilla? It's like, the Hulk?
Yeah, that's
But now,
true.
People are like, well, no, it's like, because they made Hulk so lame.
Yeah. Taco Hulk is not good.
I'm fine with four or five on this one. I don't know how far. Actually, you know, you can place this one. I don't want to put it. I didn't want to put it too high. I was gonna think three, but I was like, maybe that's too high. Maybe I'm guessing something in my mind too much. But I just, like, it might be, like, one of my favorite Hulk movies. Like,
it's definitely not my favorite Hulk movie, but I do not. Let's put it at three.
Okay.
I think three is a very.
This is called Hulk, right?
It's just called Hulk. Yeah. Keep it simple. It's a good movie. It's a really, really good movie.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I remember it as a kid. I loved watching it and all this stuff.
It's back when the Hulk was smashing. That's what he did. Hulk smash.
Hulk smash.
Yeah.
So Hulk smash.
They tried to put him in his, like, own little town. Didn't work.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Who? I already got that. Are you kidding me? All right. Six.
Daredevil and Elektra.
I have never seen this.
You've never seen this?
I've seen Daredevil.
Okay, it's Daredevil. Well, it's Daredevil, yeah. I think the movie title is Daredevil and Elektra, because she's in it.
Did they add that later on?
They might have. They might have. That's fair. I agree with
this
today.
Bullseye is the villain?
Yeah.
Yeah, that usually would just call it Daredevil.
Daredevil, then Daredevil.
This movie was fun.
I had a great time.
I love this movie.
Yeah, who's the...
I haven't seen it in a really long time, but I remember me and my brothers used to watch the hell out of this movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was... I loved Bullseye in it. King Fist, or no, yeah. Kingpin.
King Fist is a cool villain name.
Bro. I know, you're right.
That is a cool villain name.
That's not
my name. King Fist. That is a cool name. That's a good video game villain.
I like it. There you go.
Kingpin's in it.
Kingpin was in it, and he was sick. That actor is dead now, but I thought he was just like, I don't know. during that time period, like, unless you were, like, putting a bunch of, like, you know, makeup and stuff on a guy, he was jacked. Like, he was just a big old kingpin. And I was like, good, nice, that's I like this. And he was evil, and I thought it's one of those older ones that just, I thought, held so true to the Daredevil story.
Mm-hmm. That suit was sick, too.
His suit was awesome. Yeah, I thought it just, like, I thought, and, like, the movie was still hot, so it was great.
It's so classic. When that movie came out, that had to be, like, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And then one scene where Elektra's just cutting all the sandbags to Evanescence.
Oh, yeah.
At the time, you're like, this is so stupid.
I do. No, really? I thought it was cool.
No, I thought it was cool. But, like, you know, there's, like, that age point. You're, like, mid-20s. You're, like, this is so dumb. Why do I think that was cool? And then as you get older, you're, like, wait a minute. That was cool as shit.
That was awesome.
She's slicing bags to Evanescence. This is awesome.
In skin-tight leather.
Yeah.
Made my
Jennifer
freaking...
Garner? Yeah.
Made my freaking day.
I thought you were going to say something different, but that's fine.
No.
So I'm fine putting this. I actually enjoyed this movie. I thought Ben Affleck did a great job.
Yeah.
I love when he's beating up that. First of all, I love the way they showed this, how Daredevil saw stuff.
Yeah.
And then the one time when he's beating up that guy in the stairwell, and the kid's like, oh, he's like, I'm not the villain.
I didn't remember that. Yeah, it was good.
Like he's Batman or something.
He's Batman. It's a good movie.
4 or 5?
Yeah, let's do 4.
Okay.
Because I know I'm biased. I didn't make this list. I didn't make this list, so I know it's out there, but. It is also, there are, I know the X-Men movies are better than it. At least a few of them are.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know there's other ones I like more than the Daredevil movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just any, like, majority of the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
I'm talking
even Tobey Maguire's, except for Spider-Man 3. Actually, out of all the Spider-Man movies, I think my least favorite one is Spider-Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Amazing Spider-Man got crapped on for no reason.
That's what the Andrew Garfield, right?
Yeah, yeah.
100%. They were good movies.
Yeah, great movies.
Especially after, like, they're coming off of, like, It was in that era where, you know, we were all like, oh yeah, the Tobey Maguire movies sucked. They were bad. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
all that hate. That's when the hate, like, emerged on the internet for it.
So funny, dude.
And then those movies came out. They were great.
Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man got the same treatment as Star Wars prequels.
Yeah, it did. Like, it was so weird.
Suck. And then, like,
and I'm totally guilty of that too. I thought the same thing.
Well,
I was
the third,
like,
one,
like,
does suck. Like, that
third,
like,
one is bad. It's uncool. They fucked
first
up everything.
Awesome.
First one's great.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I even like the second one.
Yeah, second one's good too.
Yeah.
The Sandman, though, in the third one was so stupid.
He was so bad. But he's, like, the only villain they got, like, remotely correct.
I know, but he... Well, I mean, kind of. I don't know the actual... If this is the actual story of Sandman, it's dumb as
hell.
I don't
know if it's the actual... It is the
where
actual...
Where he just falls into a sand pit
that
in the middle
I don't
of
know.
Central
that
Park.
That I don't know.
Like, they said, I don't have blocked off or anything. Yeah, he just falls in. I'm like, what is this?
That was really weird, yeah.
But, all right, let's move on.
All right. What we got next?
Oh!
Oh, no!
I caught it. Don't worry. 9. 369. Damn, girl, fine. Shaka to me one more time.
The first Fantastic Four movie.
This is the only Fantastic Four I actually like.
You don't like Silver Surfer?
I don't remember Silver Surfer. So I'm
not like
gonna...
Silver Surfer.
And I think this is the best Fantastic Four they've ever done.
Factual.
So
including Doom. Doom was sick in it.
Yeah, Doom was sick in it.
Good villain.
Yeah, it's definitely
the powers the were good.
Best one they ever done. I don't know. I don't really care about this.
Definitely
not one or two. That's
no, it's not a one or two movie.
Could be five.
What else we have open there?
5, 8, 9, 10.
I don't want to do it dirty with 8, but...
Good. I mean, I don't really care. It's one of those movies,
I do,
like,
think the Ghost Rider movie is better.
We watched it a few... We'll have to put it at 8. I watched it a few times when I was younger. I just never watched it again. Like, it was one of those where I was like, yeah.
I watched it a few times. I like it.
But I feel
but
like...
I like the second one more, so that's my big thing,
okay.
too. And it's
well,
like, and I like Ghost Rider more than that movie.
Let's put it at 8.
Let's put it at 8. So we're doing them dirty, but it's fine. Because that is... they are unequivocally... No, they are undeniably the best Fantastic Four that we've had. And, knowing Marvel right now, probably will have for another 2 decades.
Peter Pascal is a terrible choice.
Yeah, it's
a terrible choice.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be so bad. And Fantastic was... Still one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life. It's fan-forstic, man. Fan-forstic.
Everyone hates it so much.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
All right. Let's see. 15.
Blade 3.
Oh, no. This is going low. This is going like 9 or 10. This movie sucks. The only redeeming quality of this movie, Ryan Reynolds is awesome in it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, the scene where Dracula has, like, chained up, and the writing of this movie is so bad, but they got from Ryan Reynolds, he's like, I just farted, you smell that?
Yeah,
in the writing room, like, wrote that down.
Yeah, they were trying to save the movie, but
and Ryan Reynolds is probably like, what the hell is going on here? This is either 9 or 10, up to you.
I'm fine putting it at 10.
Yeah, this movie sucks. Blade Trinity?
Yeah.
I honestly don't really.
I don't hate the movie. I really don't, but I can recognize on some level that it's bad. They also just got to the point too with like the villains were like this guy. The villains went from in Blade 1, the villains were like whatever, they're 90s like greasy punk guys, whatever. Yeah, yeah. But by the time they got to Blade 3, it was like we're still like 90s grease punk people, but we're like somehow grosser.
Yeah,
like there's like all the people were grosser, and it's like okay, I'm good, pass. Pass.
And then yeah, I don't know. It was just
like, I didn't hate the Dracula villain.
I didn't hate Dracula, but it was like one of those things where they just like I knew they were like rad ideas. Dracula.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
like he hasn't been mentioned in any of the movies. We'll throw him in now.
Yeah, it's true.
And that, they killed
his old man friend there in that movie too, kind of a bitch and a half. Like early on. I don't think he even got really like any talking time there.
Yeah,
which was that's just unfair.
He's I'm fine with that at 10. I'm fine with that at 10. All right, we all can agree that movie sucks. And I just what even though Ryan Reynolds like you'd think would be good, like you think Blade having like a spunky like quick making joke person would be good for how serious Wesley Snipes played Blade, but like Wesley Snipes was just a dick the entire time. So
yeah, it's true. Yeah,
Ryan Reynolds really wants. He's glad he is playing Deadpool because he really wanted to be in superhero movies.
Cause yeah,
Blade Trinity. And then he did
Green Lantern.
So he was just like, yeah, bad streak. And then he did Deadpool. So.
Yep.
All right. Deadpool technically could have been on this list, right?
Yes.
8.
Which one that is? That is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. That's technically not an MCU movie.
Which one is that?
That's the newest one.
That movie's really good. So I was going 1 or 2.
I'm fine putting that at 1. Really?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. It's such a good movie.
That movie slapped. I still listen to music from it.
Yeah, that's such a good movie, honestly.
I've rewatched it like 3 times now.
As you see in our opinion on Boy and the Heron.
Oh my god.
It actually is a million times better than Boy and the Heron.
Not that we care at all about the Oscars in any way, because they're garbage. But yeah, the Spider-Man Across Spider-Verse was up against Boy and the Heron and a bunch of other ones I didn't know about. And it got beat by Boy and the Heron, whose story doesn't even make sense. So it's like, yeah. It was like one of those things where it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, this movie's a great movie. This is a really good movie.
The music's good. Everything's good.
Story's good. Can't wait for the third one. It's going to be
pumped
sick.
For that one. Spot's a great villain.
Love the Indian Spider-Man. He was hilarious. It's a great movie. Definitely number one spot. Have no problem with that. It's definitely better than every movie we've talked about so far.
Yep. Facts.
So, all right. Facts. Glad with that spot.
All right. What we got next?
17. I don't even know if we've done that one yet or not.
17 is Fantastic Four: Rise of the Silver Surfer. The one I think
five.
Is five. Fine, we can put it at
2.
That's fine, we can put it at 2. That movie is good. I stand by the only thing they messed up was Galactus, but I understand why they did it. They made it Galactus more of this like space entity cloud thing as opposed to actually the guy in the chair that he is, which made sense for the movie they were doing, I guess. But other than that, the Silver Surfer's badass in that. He has great power cosmic. Everyone's pretty. Dr. Doom comes back. It's a great time. It's a really fun time.
I just really feel like, so I feel like there's just some, I feel like Fantastic Four is just one of those, like, you just can't live action it.
I stand by those first two movies are good. I disagree with you on this.
I just don't really care about them that much. That's my thing.
Yeah, well, Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Maybe I have to rewatch them. They're probably terrible if you rewatch them, but. It's hard to rewatch old superhero
movies. Yeah, I have to check them out.
It's just hard because like we're so spoiled with.
I know the CGI was amazing
at the
time.
I guess that's not fair because I can rewatch prequels all day.
That's a good point, but also
I can rewatch the old Star Wars.
It's really, that's nostalgia classic. That there's a certain point where the '80s movies are just like, these are untouchable. It doesn't matter how bad the quality is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's almost like funny in a sense.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's see. I think that's already 7. Do we have that?
No. 7 is Deadpool.
Well, that's 2.
Yep. Put it down.
If there was any chance of a movie to beat Spider-Man across Spider-Verse, which I still would have put that over Deadpool, personally.
I don't know if I would have.
But it would have been close for me. If you were Deadpool's better, I'm like, yeah. Because Deadpool is one of those movies I didn't watch it for a really long time.
Wow, really?
I didn't see it in theaters. Oh, everyone talked about how great it was. It's like Dune. We haven't seen Dune. We should definitely have seen this already.
That's true.
Because everyone's seen it. But like, everyone was talking about how great it was. And I remember the first time I watched it, I was like, that movie's amazing.
Yeah, Deadpool was it. I'll always remember for the longest time they had, for years, they had the test footage for the Deadpool movie out on YouTube. And I rewatched it like 10 times. a day. And so when that movie finally got the trailer and the green light to come out, I was so stoked. And it was like, it's one of those things where like you think you can overhype yourself for something. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh crap, this is gonna, I'm overdoing it. I got to slow it down. It blew me out of the water. I saw it in theaters. I saw it twice in theaters, I think, actually. Nice. I loved that movie. That it's a great movie.
It's great.
So much
it's
fun.
Perfect. It's really, so really good. Yeah, Deadpool is also, like, since I grew up a DC kid, I didn't even know who Deadpool was.
Yeah, yeah. So. I had a vague idea, but I didn't know he was like this. So. Actually, at the time the movie came out, the only context for Deadpool that I really had until that movie started getting traction was the X-Men Wolverine Deadpool that was also Ryan Reynolds. That was, horrible. It was horrible. They got Deadpool wrong so bad.
What movie is that?
It's called The Wolverine.
That movie's so bad.
It was on
that
the list, too.
That movie is so... Dude, that... Oh, my God. That might be... What did we put it? I don't know if it's worse than Blade Runner. It might be.
I don't know about
that. That movie's really bad.
That's not... That's not... It's not...
No, it's bad. Horrible. No.
It's, no, it's not.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God, dude. Me and my brother saw that when it came out, because it came out on Christmas. Uh-huh. And it was like, one of those movies we were looking at. Like, should we walk out of this? This movie is so shitty.
I didn't think it was that
dude,
bad.
It's so bad. First of all, the CGI for the time, horrible. Like
that I can believe.
When he whips out his blades, they literally looked like the most cheesiest thing ever. There's literally a scene where the family finds him in the barn. And then they're like sitting at the dinner table. And then he's like, what is, we made fun of it 1,000 times. And they're like, what happened to you? And he's like, I don't really want to talk about it. And she's like, well, you must be starving. Cause, and he's like, yeah. And then she's like, I am. And then 2 seconds later, they're like, well, if you don't want to talk about it, you must be tired. Good night. And I'm like, what the fuck was that scene?
I'll have to go record and watch
it. It's horrible, dude. It's such a bad movie.
I the scene where he was like, his claws are coming out and he was breaking everything in the bathroom was hilarious.
That's the scene. Look at the CGI. It is so bad. Okay. Like, it's not, dude. It's like 1980s bad.
Okay.
I couldn't even believe it. The scene where he like, cuts the ground with the gasoline, the helicopter explodes after he cartoonishly jumps through the air. I was like, this is just this is so bad, dude. It's so bad. You have to rewatch it. Maybe it wasn't bad when you were like
maybe
11.
Maybe.
It's bad. And then I liked a lot of people crapped on Logan. I liked Logan.
Logan was good. I thought even the, I can't remember what it was. The one where they sent him to Japan. That was fine, too.
I don't remember that at all.
They sent him to Japan. Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Right before the Days of Future Past, I think they sent to Japan.
Well, yeah, I'm like behind on the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
All right, so...
What's our list?
What was it?
What's our list?
What was the last thing you said?
Do we have another spot?
We're on Deadpool. One more spot.
Oh, yeah.
We got one more spot. Right now, I'll give the whole list when we get to the end. Okay. We got one more spot. Regardless, it's going at 9, number 15. I really hope it's not a good movie. I'm going to be so mad if it's a good movie.
We already did Blade 3. Roll again.
Okay. Did that one. Oh, Nat 20. Oh, that could be a good movie. I'm gonna be really mad.
Maybe. If it wasn't ever fun. I've never seen all of this. Howard the Duck.
No, this movie's horrible. So this is perfect.
I've only ever seen half of it. It was not fun when I watched it. It's so stupid.
It's not so funny. Stupid. It's not even bad funny. It's like just bad. Yeah. I'm actually like, that was a good list.
Solid.
That movie's dumb. It's not even like when it came out in the 80s, 90s, wherever it came out.
Yeah, a while ago, yeah.
People who even could, quote unquote, have nostalgia about it don't.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Like, when it comes to complete honesty, like the Hulk movie, Ghost Rider, they're probably not that great. Like, let's get real.
Ghost Rider's good.
No, they're probably not the Hulk. It's probably not that great. It's probably more of us remember when we were like little, seeing it be awesome. Like, probably not that great. But, like, in my mind, that's part of a superhero movie.
Yes.
The nostalgia is part of it. Like, it's, whether we like it or not, majority of these movies are targeted towards kids.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's like, if it can, like, there's some movies now that I see, like, superhero movies, I'm like, as an adult, you understand what you're walking into, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you're walking into, like, a superhero movie. It doesn't have to be super, you know, modern with the times.
Yeah, true.
But
yeah.
It just has to be, like, superheroes being superheroes.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And that's what we're looking at. That's why I thought Man of Steel was good. A lot of people craft on it, but I was like, yeah, it's just Superman flying around. It was maybe a little too dark for Superman, but
yeah, I agree with that. That's what they were going for, though, at the time. Yeah, they wanted that gritty world.
Superman flying around, beating up people.
Yeah, always fun. But always fun.
I feel like if a little kid can watch it and be like, that was awesome, like, you nailed it.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
No little kid saw Marvels and thought that was fun.
No, that's true, yeah.
That might be one of the things that might be also hurting is, like, too much colors.
Yeah, they probably go back to being muted a little bit. Iron Man never had that many colors.
Yeah, Iron Man was old school Iron Man. Yeah, you're right. It was just like, yeah, you are right. A lot of the older, even if you think about Avengers, like, I know there was a lot of colors going around, but the last, like, fight, it's very gritty and dark.
True,
for the,
true.
But here's our list. We'll start for number 10. Blade 3, garbage. Number 9, Howard the Duck, garbage. And then after that, it's not really that much garbage. Number 8, Fantastic Four, mm-hmm. the
first one.
There's no other Fantastic Four, is there?
Wait a minute.
Like, it's Fan Four Stick.
Okay, so it's, it's Fantastic Four, Fantastic Four 2, and then there's Fan Four Stick, and the new one they're making. And there's a really, really long time ago one, but that doesn't count.
We're not about that. Okay, so 8 Fantastic Four, 7 Venom, 6 Ghost Rider, 5 Fantastic Four Silver Surfer, 4 Daredevil, 3 Hulk, 2 Deadpool, 1 Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I think this is a
good one. That's good. That's
I think
those,
we
yeah.
nailed this.
It's a very fun one, yeah.
What was 1?
Number 1, Blade.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know.
That's such a good
some
movie.
Some other fun ones I had on here. I had, like, you know, I had Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man or Sam Raimi's, whatever. Amazing. The Amazing Spider-Man was on here. Morbius was on here. Madam Web. I know. I had to put some on
here. Thank God we didn't get that one.
I know. The Wolverine was on here.
Yeah, man. What X-Men did you have on there?
I had X-Men 1 and X-Men Last Stand. So 1 and 3.
So, which X-Men are those?
So those are the original trilogy X-Men.
Okay, the original ones.
So are the first one and the third one.
Is First Class, is that on its own too?
First Class is technically... So the way X-Men's really weird how it works. Like, okay. They're all connected technically, but I think they're, like, the story's a little fluid in how it works. Like, not everything makes sense the way it would in the... the timelines don't make a lot of sense. Okay. But technically, I think their whole universe is connected. Mainly because I don't think they want to get rid of the actors. But yeah. X-Men First Class thing is technically part of that X-Men 1 through 3 run, but it's like, you know, in the past, when they changed things with Days of Future Past, so it's a mess.
Remember how sick the first X-Men was?
Dude, it was awesome.
Yeah, Magneto breaking out of the cell.
Oh my god, it was so much fun. That was so cool.
Great Magneto and Professor X, just like
perfect. Oh yeah. Perfect. I mean, that movie was one of the earlier movies that we've had. It was cast really well, I thought.
It was. It
just
was awesome.
Right down to it. Well, I mean,
dude, they had Nightcrawler in it, man. They never had him in anything.
I know.
Is he in the new ones?
Yes.
Is he lame as hell though, or something?
Yeah, he's fine. Oh, okay. He teleports. They have him in the newer ones. It's still in the past, so he's young. He's like a teenager, but like, still teleports. So okay, you know, that's the shit. Right, why not?
Right. Yeah, dude, Nightcrawler was cool as hell.
Nightcrawler's awesome. Yeah, he's one of the best powers out there.
He's got bamboozled.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah.
Like this is like you know what? That's where frickin' My Hero Academia got its idea from, X-Men.
Bunch of kids with superpowers.
Well, it's just like, yeah, you're just mutants. You're born with it, and you can change the way you look. And it's that's where they totally got the idea from. Think about that.
No, look at that. They're all a bunch of little mutants.
Exactly
My Mutant Academia.
Where My Hero Academia got its idea from.
that's funny.
Literally, exactly.
Yeah, that's it. That's right.
So you're born with it, and like,
they even say in the past there too, like they had whatever when the quirks came out, like a lot of society didn't like that and stuff. So just like that, they're all mutants.
Yeah, it's like supposed to be like X-Men in the future when all mutants are fucking everyone, reproducing.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that makes sense.
First of all, everyone who hates on the mutants, you're all idiots. I would have been like, Mystique, let's hang out.
Yeah, come on, role play, let's go.
Also, not even just on that concept, I would have been like, let's have a superpowered kid. That sounds sick.
That sounds sick, yeah. It sounds like a blast. You know what I mean?
Sounds awesome. I got bamboozled because I'm not one.
Yeah, true. Why didn't I have these random genetic mutations?
I'm not doing this to my kids. Yeah, if you really think about how dumb it is, actually, if you really think about it. It's not like they did it. It's pretty much of Avengers is the same concept. If you think, but Avengers is the same concept of the government's like, hey, my God, wait a minute, you guys are too strong.
Yeah, that's pretty
much what the government was with like X-Men. It's like, you guys are way too strong. That's why I like DC, because like, when they're like, Justice League, you guys are way too strong, Batman's like, I don't give a fuck, fuck you.
Yeah, damn right, I'm too strong. Come at me. Let's see who's going to win right now.
He's like, I set up the contingency plan. You guys are good.
Yeah.
Where the other ones are like, we're fighting with the governments. And Batman's just like, nah. Fuck you.
Yeah, I own them.
Yeah, Superman's like, would it be a good idea? It's like, nah, they're losers.
Nah, they ain't got it. Yeah,
Batman is like the Trump of like DC.
You guys are
losers.
I don't like you. I'm gonna do my own thing.
Except he's actually like does things.
He does things, yeah.
And he's actually smart.
Yeah, he's actually a hero and all that stuff.
But yeah, that's now I think that's really funny. Avengers and X-Men are like, no. Marvel was like a bunch of bitches about it.
Yeah, it's true.
Like,
yeah,
we gotta listen to the government. And Justice League's like, I'm gonna make a space station.
Yeah. How insane does that have to be? That's a clue. There's no, I don't even know what zone
they
have space.
Get there.
I know. What are they gonna do is shoot it. They're gonna shoot nukes at it from friggin' orbit. I'm pretty sure the Justice League has a space laser.
I know. Yeah, it's hilarious. It's awesome. Justice League is so much more badass.
They're so much more badass.
It's so much more badass. But it's a good list. That's a really good idea. I like this list a lot. I like us doing more comic book stuff sometimes.
Yeah, I think it's fun. Yeah, we're nerds. Get the nerd stuff in there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Always good.
Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.